每次啊唱呢首啊诗歌里边都好感动。
I'm moved each and every time that I sing this particular hymn.
呢首诗歌系倪弟兄初出嚟服侍嘅时候神俾佢预着一个嘅环境写咗呢首诗歌。
This is a hymn that was written by Brother Watchman Nee upon when he first came to commit himself, consecrate himself to serve the Lord. God actually provided the environment such that it prompted him to write this hymn.
所讲嘅就系372首，我若稍微偏离正路，呢个我系讲紧倪弟兄嘅自己。
And so this hymn 372, if from the right course I depart.I is referring to Brother Watchman Nee.
神俾弟兄睇见教会嘅道路唔系按纳牧师唔系工会嘅嗰一套，所以佢同另外六位弟兄咧就出嚟咗喺福州呢个地方出嚟开始聚会要见证主。
And so God gave him a vision of the church.And that the church was not a matter of the denominational churches, the path that they were going, nor did it consist of assembly with pastors per se. Instead, God gave him a different vision. And so that's why he and along with six others began to gather together in Fuzhou when he first came into the service of God.
咁佢就被邀请出去外边嚟到服侍但系当佢服侍完翻嚟之后咧，就听有弟兄咧就嚟同佢讲话你已经被负责弟兄们六个负责弟兄们夹除咗你啦你唔再系喺当中负责噶啦。
And so he returned, and it was reported to him upon his return.That during the period of time that he was gone, that the six other leading brethren had come to a resolution to leave him out from the circle of brothers who were leading the local assembly. So at that particular time, Brother Nee no longer was counted as one of those leading brethren in that assembly.
咁佢里边就好气愤，佢要去同呢位六位弟兄嚟去理论。
And so that, of course, incurred his anger came forth, and he wanted to approach the brethren, those other six, to take account.
点解要将佢夹除呢？因为喺佢哋六个当中咧，有一位咧外边嘅工会咧要将佢按立做呢个牧师，佢哋觉得我哋而家所走嘅呢条路咧太过窄。冇辦法同人哋有和諧，佢要走，我哋必須要同工會和好。佢中間個負責弟兄要俾人哋按立做牧師。
And so, why was it that these other six had came to a resolution to dismiss our brother from being part of the leading brethren? It was because one of the six was tabbed by a local assembly, a denominational assembly, to be their pastor.And so, as a group, the six of them came together and looked at the path that they were traveling. And they said that this current path that we're traveling is much too narrow because it limits us from interaction and being in harmony with other Christians. And so they decided that it was more important for them to be in one accord, in concert with the denominational churches that were in their, local environment.
但神嘅灵禁止我嘅弟兄去同弟兄们嚟到理论。
But when our brother thought about approaching them, approaching the six and taking account for this, God's spirit came upon him and forbid him to approach the six.
另外有一班嘅弟兄们亦都系揾弟兄交通，觉得件事好心心不忿，就会叫同我哋一齐去理论呢件事情。
There were other brethren who had come together to fellowship about that same matter. And so they too were up in arms. They felt that it was unfair. And so they wanted to come and approach the six and to address this matter with Brother Ni.
但是圣灵一直禁止他，他就默言不语。
But the Holy Spirit continued to suppress this thought in our brother, and so he just continued forward, but without saying a word. He continued forward in silence.
他就后来离开了这个聚会。
And as time went on, he came to walk away from that local assembly.
当他在神面前来受这些苦的时候，主就将这首诗歌给了他。
And it was during that period of time of struggle of him encountering this type of hardship from the local environment that he was in that God gave him these words to pen as a hymn.
所以第一节，我若稍微偏离正路，我要立刻感觉舒服。
That's why he pens from the very first stanza. It says, if from the right course I should depart, then at once I will find comfort.
如果我體貼我自己的這個己，我很容易舒服。If
I focus my thoughts upon the self, then I can choose those things that will give me ready comfort readily.
所以第二節有一個就講到，雖然我的道路是越走越窄。
And so the second stanza tells us that even though my path may become more and more narrow.
第四節講到我心所望的不是這個大基督教世界。 我所望的不是今生的通达。
And so that's why in stanza 4, it says that what I am seeking is not greatness like the church as it exists in the world today, but rather is not success in this particular life.
所以第六节那里讲到，如果你要得着，你去啦，你要得着名声，你要得着富足，得着朋友，得着荣耀。
And so stanza 6 continues and said, that's fine, you others can go. Others can seek for the fame and fortune and the name and the glory and the wealth and other friends.
第七节这里就是在这个己的对付里边，说我只是愿意孤单贫穷，在这里不求任何的亨通。
And so in stanza 7, then it tells us a picture of him dealing with his own self that was in him. And so he was able to pen, in solitude and poverty, I wish to prosper not.
第八节，因为我知道我主在这个世界上边，他都没得咩荣耀，他都很卑微的，只不过得着一个一死，不过得着一死。And
stanza 6, it tells us that...
第八节。
Stanza 8 tells us that Brother Ni remembered our Lord while the Lord was here on earth, and that he himself had no honor amongst men. And so our brother penned that, I know while here on earth he came, his only gain was that one death.
我们看一下今天要交通的圣经，其实跟这首诗歌都有一些关联的。
And let's look into the Bible passages for this morning, which actually has a lot to do with this particular message that's contained in hymn 372.
彼得前书先，first,
let's turn to 1 Peter.
第五章的第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
后半句。
It's actually the latter, the second half of this verse.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。 最后一句。
It's actually the last portion of it. It says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
再来看文数记第十二章。
And then let's turn to Numbers. Chapter 12.
文数记第十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
第一节，请听我读。
Verse 1, please listen as I read.
摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和阿伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他说：难道耶和华单向摩西说话，不也与我们说话么？这话耶和华听见了。Verses
1 and 2 reads, Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well? And the Lord heard it.
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
耶和华忽然对摩西、亚伦、米利暗说：你们三个人都出来，到会幕这里。他们三个人就出来了。
And suddenly the Lord said to Moses and Aaron and to Miriam, "You three, come out to the tent of meeting." So the three of them came out.
耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕的门口，召亚伦和米利亚二人、米利暗二人出来。
Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the doorway of the tent, and he called Aaron and Miriam. When they had both come forward,
耶和华说：你们且听我的话。你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他们显现，在梦中与他们说话。
He said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream."
我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家尽忠的。
Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household.
我要与他面对面说话，那是明说，不用谜语。并且他必见我的形象，你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in the dark sayings, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?
耶和华就向二人发怒而去。
So the anger of the Lord burned against them, and he departed.
啊，短短一段嘅圣经吓。
So it's a very short passage in the Bible.
个起因就系话阿摩西啊娶咗呢个啊，好似个起因系摩西娶咗古实女子为妻。
It seems that what initiated this entire episode was the fact that Moses had married a Cushite woman.
啊，我哋唔会考究呢个原因吓。啊，虽然喺历史上边有啲人话呢个真系一个古实女子，都有人话呢个系啊佢嘅啊太太啊波拉嚟嘅。
So we're not actually
喺波拉。
We're actually not going to go into this particular issue, but historically it seems that this was the wife whom he married.
或者是他在旷野米甸旷野所娶过底波拉来的。
It is or is not?
或者是因为
possibly that this would be Zipporah whom he had married.
或者是另外一个我们不知道。
Possibly is another woman whom we don't know.
因为圣经没有交代。
Because the Bible actually does not tell us in detail.
但我们知道神不会错，因为神又说神站出来为摩西来辩解。
But we certainly know that God will not be wrong. Here we see that God stood out specifically to stand and, on Moses' side.
也都有可能其实呢那个原因呢不是因为他娶这个妻子。而系后边咧，亚伦同埋呢个米利暗咧，系已后边已经有个暗涌啊，妒忌呢个摩西，所以揾一个嘅藉口，所以我哋唔需要去解释呢个藉口点解系咁样样啊，呢个只不过系藉口嚟嘅啫。
But on the other, from a different perspective, it may not matter whether that this really was the true factor that initiated all of this this particular episode.It could very well, it is very well, stated that it was because of jealousy that had formed behind the scenes, beneath the surface that was, swelling up inside, of Aaron and Miriam that caused this particular episode to come about in the first place.
所以佢唔係古實女子，或者有另外一個事情，總係要找咗啲原因嚟到攻擊摩西。
So that would be,an excuse that they needed to come forth with the accusation. It doesn't matter whether that was or was not, but that became an excuse for them to come forth against Moses.
在这段圣经里面呢记载了神对摩西两个的评语。
So it tells us that God came forth andstated in Moses' defense and stated two specific comments about Moses.
第一就是摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上边嘅众人。
The first statement is that Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
第二个评语咧就系话佢喺我嘅屋企，他是在我嘅家全然尽忠。
And the secondcompliment that's given is that he is faithful in all my household.
在希伯来书都是这样讲的，摩西在神的家全然尽忠，希伯来书三章应该都是这样讲的。
And that's again recorded in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, where it tells us repeatedly, again, that Moses was faithful in God's household.
是希伯来书三章五节，你记得都好，就摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5, it says specifically, now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony to, for those things which were to be spoken of later.
啊，你说如果有一天我们在这个世，摩西在这个地上边呢，他都还没完他的生命，我们中国人说盖棺定论嘛，他都没盖棺，神已经给他两个这么好的评语。
We see here how wonderful it would be if we would be able to receive that type of commendation. Here, Moses did not even live half his life yet. He has not even come to the end of his life. And yet, God was able to commend him in this fashion.
啊，第一就话，佢为人极其谦和，啊，胜过世上边嘅众人。
The first was commendation was that Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of this earth.
我哋有阵时觉得，诶，我喺屋企我里边咧，我最谦和。啊、我都不够胆话你在罪里边我最谦和、啊、
A lot of times we might think to ourselves, I'm humble, and but I can only make it such that I say I'm humble in my household. I would never venture out to say that I'm more humble than someone else in someone else's household.
或者我话、哎、我唔发脾气嘅时候咧，我就最谦和噶啦。
Or we might think, well, during those times when I don't blow up in anger, then I am humble.
啊、我最謙和的時候，當我不驕傲的時候。
Or that when I'm most humble, that's when I'm least prideful.、
啊、當我睇呢節聖經的時候，摩西都唔係好謙虛嘅啫。
But when I read this particular passage, the picture of Moses is not really of a humble person to me.、
啊、摩西唔經係佢寫噶嘛，係嘛？邊度又咁自己寫自己噶？
Moses, of course, was the author of the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Bible. Who would write books about themselves?
啊, sir, 啊，摩西极其谦和，还胜过世上边嘅众人。
And so here it writes that now Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the earth. He's the. Do you mean to tell me that he's the one that wrote this?
如果神咁讲啦，哎呀，我写啊，如果我摩西，摩西比较谦和啊。好过世上边一啲人、啊、
Because if it was me and God inspired me to write in such a fashion, I might change the wording to say Moses was somewhat humble and a little bit more than other people on this earth.
因为咁写法咧，好似好骄傲咁。
But when you write it this way, it seems that he's quite prideful, don't you think?
但后边嗰句咧话，摩西喺神嘅家全然尽忠，神讲乜佢就写乜啊。
But that last commendation actually tells you why Moses would pen such a thing, because this last commendation was that he was faithful in all of God's household. That means that whatever God inspired for him to write, that's what he wrote point blank.
当佢个啊呢个咧起嚟反对佢人咧，系佢个哥哥同佢姐姐嚟嘅。
But we see here two individuals who have come against Moses, and that would be his brother and his sister.
一般嗰啲以色列人咧，佢哋唔明白唔紧要，嗰班人咧水平好低嘅，一阵间要饮水，一阵间要食肉，又埋怨啦。呢、这个唔系啊嘛，你两个水平唔系咁低嘅噃，系嘛
？But when you look at it, you say if it was the Israelites, let's say, who was bringing these charges against Moses, well, you can sort of dismiss them because their level of understanding is quite low. I mean, on the one hand, they're just asking for water here and then asking for meat there and then murmuring here and there.So we see that their standard is kind of low. But here, there are two individuals who knows what's going on. So the standard is not low.
但是我的亲血肉的哥哥、姐姐，并且一个是大祭司，一个是先知，要起来反对他。
So here was his own flesh and blood, his own brother and his own sister. More than that, one was the high priest and the other was the prophetess.
如果有人嚟到啊同我争辩嘅时候咧，如果系外边嘅人咧，啊我都忍下唔出声啊，保持下颜面啊嘛。
If there were others who came to question my authority, others from outside, then at the very most, or at the very least that I would do is to maintain my sense of humility and not say anything, maybe not answer those charges right away.
啊, 但是大家这么熟, 是吧? 兄弟姊妹来的嘛, 这样, 按着人来讲, 就会跟你争辩的。
But here were his own flesh and blood, his own brother, his own sister, who brings these charges in, upon him. So, under normal circumstances, there would be no need, seemingly, for him to hold himself back. Immediately, he would answer these charges and cause a ruckus.
但你看摩西这条女,很不同这个世上的人是什么样,他全部不出声。
But we see the picture that's painted here of Moses, that he did not respond. He was unlike any other individual on this earth who might have taken it to another level.
是这个仆人的主人忍不住出声,要跟这两个兄弟姊妹来讲。
Instead, it was the master of this particular servant who came forth in his defense.
所以我们就看见为什么神给他这个评语,这个人是极其谦和。
And that is why we see the very exhibit or evidence of how God can even say that Moses was very humble, more than any man who walked on this earth.
他摩西这个生命是时常受对付的。
For Moses, he was constantly confronted or challenged in terms of the self, the life that he lived.
这个己的魂的生命啊,
the self life, this life of the soul.
这个是一个情感的对付,是吗? 你自己的认识你的亲人起来对付你。
This is an emotional attack, right? These are your own flesh and blood, your relatives, who comes to bring these charges against you.
啊, 但摩西在那里不出声。
But here, Moses did not say a thing.
就是刚才那首诗歌一样, 那个的灵来的。
And it is the same spirit that we find in the hymn that we had sang earlier.
摩西究竟为什么会成为一个被神认为世上最谦和的人呢?
How is it that Moses would be one who is so humble that God would commend him as being more humble than any man who walks on this earth? He was not born naturally that way.
记得吗?他在作埃及王子的时候,他知道自己的身份,他渴望他以色列的弟兄,见到埃及人来吓以色列的弟兄,他就一拳就打死那个埃及人。
Do you remember when he was still in Egypt and he had command of the people? He knew who he was originally, that he was a part of the Israelite race. And so when he saw a fellow Hebrew being abused by the Egyptian guard, then what did he do in response? He went and fought against the Hebrew in one punch that he was able to kill that Egyptian. So we see a picture, a snapshot of him, that he was someone, he was a man of wrath.
啊, 并且呢,他是能够用自己的力量, 自己肉体的方法去解决事情的人来的。
And he was not only a man of anger, but that he was also able to take things into his own hands and resolve them by just his physical force.
啊, 但是神将他带到去旷野那里牧羊。
But God brought him into the wilderness to become a shepherd.
啊, 就在那里无造摩西的脾气。
And it was there that God dealt with the temper of Moses.
啊, 如果摩西还是这样的样子,羊都被他打死了。
If Moses was like this, then he would have killed everybody.
啊, 那些羊啊?
The sheep.
啊, 啊, 但不是,神给他慢慢在那里看见自己什么都不是。
But here in the desert, in the wilderness, God allowed him to see that he didn't have much, he didn't amount to very much.
啊, 以至于呢, 当, 啊, 在荆棘火丛里面神要呼召摩西的时候,
and recall the incident when God called out to Moses from the burning bush.
啊, 我们没时间慢慢看了,你回去看,真的很丰富的。
We don't have time to go into it, but if you go back home and review that particular episode of the burning bush and Moses' response, is a very beautiful event for us to recall.
神在那裡, 叫他, 你和我帶以色列人出埃及,
God told him from that encounter to say, you go and bring my people out from Egypt.
咁佢又話,
And Moses deferred and said, no, I don't really want to do that. Who am I going to tell them that's giving me the authority to lead them out from Egypt? And then God revealed his name to him and gave it to Moses.
神又再話俾佢聽啦,以後呢,我會呢行好多神跡,以後點樣點樣樣,你就帶佢哋出埃及啦,然之後嚟到山上面,講曬俾佢聽啦。
And then God went further and told and also showed him the different miracles that he was going to be able to do before the Egyptians. And he told, God told Moses all of that and told to inspire him to go.
然之後摩西還不行,神說我做兩個神跡給你看,你伸手下去又怎樣,變成麻風進去又沒有,掌握地下變蛇,然後又變回條掌握。But
then Moses still deferred. And so God then had to show him. So he told him to put his hand into his bosom, brought it back out, and became leprous. Put it back into his bosom again, it was made whole again. Then he told him to throw his staff onto the ground, and it became a serpent. And he took it back up, and it became a staff again.
搞完一大輪這麼多事情之後,聖經都記載了兩章聖經了。摩西說,我都是不行,我又不懂得說話,你總之你找誰找誰,不要找我了,你一早說了嘛,是吧?
And so then, the Holy Spirit used two chapters worth of words to describe that particular episode. But after all these things had happened, after all the conversation, after all the events that happened, Moses still deferred and said, "No, God, send whomever you will, but I am not a man of words. Send someone else." If he was going to say that to begin with, then maybe God could have saved all that space and just went. Send someone else from the beginning.
摩西真是浪費時間,搞那麼大輪才跟我說這些東西啊。
Don't you think that Moses is just wasting God's time after all this time and he still said no?
如果給我們呢,我們或者不是這樣。
Maybe for us, if we were in that situation, we would handle it differently.
你派我? 你真的,我等了你40年,你真的有眼光,你找到我啊。
Will we say to God and say, You're sending me, you're tapping me now to go? I've been waiting for you for 40 years. You have such good insight. Now you finally found the right vessel.
And said, you're
great because you found the right vessel.
回去呢,找回埃及,學盡埃及的學問,微積分,幾何,找回出來,看看怎樣MBA,拿回出來,看看怎樣搞啊。
Maybe then he'll go back home and study up on exactly what to do divide the Nile or to do whatever that's needed for to be consistent with the Egyptian way of doing things.
但是摩西已經被在這40年裡面,我的脾氣,我性格已經變得平和得不得了。But
we see that those 40 years have already had its work upon Moses and his temperament was no longer the same as it was before, and he's now he is filled with humility. He has come to a point where he felt honestly that he was nothing, that there was nothing that he knew of, there was nothing that he understood. Maybe it's possible for you to help me lead a group of people, but how do I lead 2 million people?
所以我真的看見一個失業的人,才會為他找到工作感恩。And
that's why we see that only an individual who's ever been unemployed would be able to rejoice at the offering of a job.
Yeah, thankful.
Be thankful at the offering of a job.
唯有一個曾經病過的人,痊癒了,他才會為他的健康來感恩。
Only someone who has been taken ill and experienced it himself, would he be thankful and rejoiceful when he's recovered and have good health.
同樣唯有一個真是這個死己的人,他曾經被神對付過,他覺得自己算不得什麼的人,他才會成為一個謙和的人。
And that, in a similar vein, only someone who is broken in his soul life, only someone who is broken down by God, would he come forth to be filled with humility.
啊, 他就是一个,
and indeed, he was someone who was dealt with in his soul life.
啊, 跟着后边, 啊,
then the second commendation that God gave to him was that he was faithful in all my household.
啊, 一个, 啊, 仆人最首要的条件,
the very first criterion for any servant is that he must be faithful. He
啊,
must
这,
be true.
啊, 这个忠心呢, 啊, 还要他懂听话,
now to be faithful means that you have to be obedient.
嗯, 啊, 懂听话, listen,
you need to be able to listen well.
嗯, 啊, 一个忠心的仆人呢, 他只是为着他主人的好处,
a faithful servant is constantly mindful of what is most beneficial for his master. He would not first have a mind for himself, for his own benefit.
啊, 所以呢, 这个和谦和呢, 是连上关系的,
so that's why this is so closely associated with the matter of humility.
啊, 因为你就算你话我咩都唔关我事，我主人讲咩，我主人冇话我，我里边唔受咩影响噶噃，除非我主人话我。
So you can cast whatever accusations against me. It doesn't matter to me because I'm not the one that said it. I'm merely a voice for my master. Unless my master comes forth and says that I'm doing something wrong, it has no effect on me.
啊, 但你批评我主人就唔得咯。But
at the same time, you cannot criticize my master.
啊, 所以呢,你睇见,如果我读呢个摩西五经嘅时候,睇摩西一生嘅,喺圣经里边呢,满咗好多次,神怎样说,摩西就怎样行。
And that's why in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, there are constantly, again and again, passages where it says, as God spoke, Moses followed, or Moses spoke.
啊, 他就是只顾主人嘅事,同埋
His concern was primarily and solely on the master and his master's household.
啊, 很多时呢, 啊, 当新的情况发生的时候, 啊, 人家来问摩西, 没遇过哦, 他不会自己出主意的, 他就回到神面前, 啊, 求问神, 神跟他讲怎么做, 啊, 他就怎么做。
And we see that whenever a new set of circumstances came about, things maybe that he had never encountered, never once would he immediately respond to it, but instead he would retreat and go back and inquire of God and then find the answer before he goes forward to carry it out.
啊, 这些我在圣经上面找到很多例子, 我们不逐个去讲。
And there are many of these examples that's scattered throughout the scripture. We're not going to take the time to look for it today.
这个仆人呢, 也都不是一个自私的仆人。
Nor is a servant one who is selfish.
嗱, 你睇见呢度呢, 呢两个, 佢哥哥同埋姐姐, 因为神向摩西嚟面对面讲话, 起咗个妒忌嘅心。
We see here a picture of his own brother and his own sister developing jealousy because God spoke directly with Moses.
啊, 如果呢, 我哋睇, 我哋冇时间读啦, 喺民数记第11章, 即係啱啱呢个上一章嘅时候呢, 啊, 就话, 神要立长老里边70个人来帮助摩西，叫他们来受感，来讲话的。
And so in chapter 11, which is one, the chapter right before this, it tells us of an event where God has wanted to choose 70 elders to assist Moses to be to speak on behalf of God.
咁有两个人冇嚟，叫佢嚟，佢冇嚟。
And there are two who were called who did not come forward.
咁嚟咗嗰68个都受圣灵感动讲话啦。咁但系嗰冇嚟嗰两个居然喺营里边又系受圣灵感动讲话喎。
There were so the 68 who came forth who were, then they were moved by spirit to be able to speak. But those two who did not come forth who remained in their tents, they too were inspired by the spirit.
咁呢个约书亚嗰阵年轻啊，帮摩西嘅。 就覺得好唔抵得，叫你嚟都唔嚟。啊，居然喺嗰度有講話，咁摩西講禁止佢哋，唔好俾佢講。
And so Joshua, who was an attendant at that time to Moses, saw what was happening, and to him it was just not fair that these two who did not respond to the calling was still able to carry out the work. And so Joshua said to Moses, restrain them.
摩西個心好寬大，佢所想嘅就係神嘅好處。佢話唯願耶和，我哋睇下。在第11章的第29節、so, 摩西對他說，你為我緣故嫉妒人麼？唯願耶和華的百姓都受感說話，願耶和華的靈都降在他們身上。
Verse 29 of chapter 11 reads, But Moses said to him, Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit upon them.
人的己呢，这个己生命呢，今天所讲很多就是讲到我们的己生命，这个己生命是很隐藏的。
This self, soul life that we've been talking about again and again, this soul life actually is very well hidden within a person.
我们都喜欢受高举。
All of us want to hear praises.
我们都喜欢得高位。
We all want to take first place.
我们都喜欢得荣耀的。
We all want the glory.
你说我不是啫，其实你小心一点去检查一下自己的心思意念呢，我信了主的人呢都是这样的。
You might say, no, that's not me. But in actuality, if you would just take the opportunity to, for a moment of self-inspection and look a little bit deeper, you'll find that every single one of us who've been saved by the Lord, we're still that way.
如果你交通一啲嘢，祈祷一啲嘢，人哋阿门或者 refer 翻，边个咁讲嘅呢啲嘢，我阿门啦，哇！呢条尾咧即刻翘到上天啦吓。
Because if you've ever shared something, or you've ever prayed, and someone said amen to it, or someone referred back to saying, oh, so and so had shared this, immediately your pride goes up, through the roof.
呢个系人里边。因为我们都是人，我们是有个己生命在里面。
Because all of us are men after all, and so we all have that soul life in us.
但是摩西呢，哎呀，不同他的姐姐哥哥那样，我愿意个个都受感说话，不止你七十个。
So Moses, so unlike his brother and his older brother and his older sister, he says that if it was up to me, every single person of God would be prophets for God.
哎呀，佢又讲神嘅话，咁第时人哋唔系嚟揾你，走去揾佢咯噃。
Because what was Joshua's contention was that, oh, they're speaking God's words. What if later on they go to them and not come to you to listen to, to hear God's word?
但只要呢个系主人嘅安排，我都十分愿意。
But Moses' response was, as long as this was arranged by God, then I'm more than willing for that to happen.
你睇下，当神吩咐摩西按着天上边嘅样式嚟做帐棚嘅时候咧，佢做嗰个会幕嘅时候咧，摩西不问为什么，其实佢唔明白，佢应该问啊，点解你要咁做啊？其实嗰个帐幕咧做得好特别嘅，点解要咁做？摩西从来唔问嘅。
So we will recall that entire long event of building the tabernacle for God. You know, for Moses.When God told him, oh, to do it this way, to do it that way, according to the pattern shown on the mountain, Moses should have asked, well, why do we do this? Why do we have to do that? Because there are many things that he did not understand, because there were very unique things that were being done to construct the tabernacle.
作忠心的仆人呢，就听清楚我主人讲什么，主人没有讲的我不做，主人讲的我做十足。
The faithful servant would listen very specifically to what the instructions were, and whatever were the instructions, that is what he carried out. If something was not said, they would not infer upon it and carry something out.
今天我们的问题就是我们有时没听清楚。
Our problem today, oftentimes, one is that we don't listen carefully.
有时根本神没说，我主人没说，我们就 去作了，主人说。
And because of that, even though God, our master, did not tell us to do something, we think that that's what God wanted us to do, and so we went ahead and carried out anyways.
但是 摩西咧有阵时咧都同啊神有争拗喎。
Of course, Moses has his moments where he contested God as well.
有一次啊，就系、是、头次佢上山啊，神喺同佢颁布十诫，喺山上边啊颁布呢律例十诫嘅时候。
It was upon his first travel up to Mount Sinai where he first gave, where God first gave him the law and the Ten Commandments.
啊，山下边亚伦就做金牛犊。
And we know that at the foot of the mountain, there was a whole separate event happening where Aaron was putting together the golden calf.
啊，神就发烈怒就话，啊，呢百姓真系硬着颈项嘅百姓。
And God's and what they did incurred the wrath of God, and God called them or stated that they were people, they were stubborn, they were a group of stubborn people.
啊，你由我，等我将呢班以色列人灭绝。
Let me, and so he God stated that he was going to demolish the people.
啊，使我要计叫你摩西嘅后裔成为一个大国。
And so doing, then to be able to raise up Moses's, speaking to Moses, raise up his descendants as a great nation.
啊，如果摩西有一啲嘅私心啊，呢个唔系我要求啊，神咁讲啊，好啊好啊，同意，即刻去做吧。
If Moses had even a little bit of his soul life remaining in him, he would have thought, okay, first of all, I didn't request for it. This is totally from God. And since he said it, okay, that's great. Go ahead and do it that way, God.
但摩西从来没有一个私心在他自己或者他的家的里面。他所以神话给我听，他是为神的全家全然尽忠的。
But never once did Moses have his own welfare, nor solely the welfare of his own family and heritage in mind. He was always constantly mindful of God and what was beneficial for God and his matters.
啊，所以我哋读到彼得前书嘅时候，彼得吩咐呢作长老啊，你要务要牧养咩神嘅群羊。
And so that's why in when we come to 1 Peter, it tells us that the instructions were given to those who were to be overseers of the flock of God as being those who were elders.
啊，唔系边一班，唔系嗰一班，唔系我嘅家，唔系咩嘢，乃系神嘅家。
It's not to be mindful or to be overseeing that specific group or that particular those particular individual, but rather to be mindful to be shepherd of God's household.
摩西只系有一两次作错事嘅啫。
For Moses, there were only two occasions when he actually made mistakes.
一次神叫佢去吩咐磐石出水啊。
On the first instance was when God told him to speak to the rock and for the rock to be broken and for water to come forth.
啊，摩西被呢啲嘅以色列民嚟到激嬲。去击打磐石两次。
But because Moses was already so angered by the people, by the Israelites, that instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock twice.
啊，磐石果然出水，但神呢就罚佢唔能够进入呢个迦南地。
Yes, the water came spilling forth from the rock, but the penalty for not abiding by God's words was that Moses did not have the privilege of being able to enter into the promised land.
啊，神嘅手真系重啊！佢样样都听咗咁耐，净系一次，佢系咪听漏啊？佢唔知道咁严重噶噃。
And so you think, wow, don't you think God is too strict? Look at Moses. He has been obedient all of his life, and now this one small incident, and maybe he didn't hear it quite right. Are you sure that that was worth suffering that big of a consequence?
所以摩西是谦和，他比世上的人谦和，但他不是主耶稣，他都还有人的肉体那里。
So certainly Moses was humble, more humble than anyone who walked on this earth, but he is not Jesus. And so therefore he has his faults as we saw.
主没有叫他击打，主只是神，耶和华神叫他去吩咐磐石。
The, The Lord did not command for him to strike the rock, instead to demand from the rock or to speak to the rock that it would be broke open.
他發怒,他打兩下, 那有什麼這麼大件事呢?
So you might think, well, okay, so he got angered. So what? He struck the rock twice. What's the big deal?
他沒有忠心執行他主人的吩咐。
It's because he was not faithful to carry out his master's command.
因為剛才我們讀的希伯來書三章五節那裡是這樣說的。
Because in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5, which we read earlier,
摩西在神的全家誠言盡忠,為要證明將來必傳說的事,後面這一句。
So it says, Moses was faithful in all his house, that's God's house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken of later. So this is the where I want to draw attention to, which is for the testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
因為摩西所預表的是耶穌基督的宗,是一個宗僕來的。
Because Moses was a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. He represented Jesus.
並且他這個手擊打磐石,我們都知道,這個磐石要裂開,說到我們主耶穌釘十字架,他一次的十字架釘十字架就成全了永遠的救恩,他不需要再次釘十字架。And
we know that that episode where the rock was broken in half and water spilled out, that was also a foreshadowing of the event of our Lord's crucifixion, that it was through one time where the Lord was crucified, and through that one particular incident, salvation came to all. There was no need for there to be two strikes against the rock because the Lord was not going to die twice. And so in doing what he did, Moses misrepresented the Lord and his works.
神对他自己的这个仆人要求很严格。
And so we see God has a very strict requirement upon his servants.
今天我们都是服侍主的人。
Now all of us, we are all servants of the Lord.
我们在主面前的服侍,在主面前这个己的被对付,我们要十分小心。
And we have to be extremely careful when it comes to the soul life that is in us and how God deals with our soul life.
當我們多次讀摩西五經的時候,你又發覺有什麼事呢?摩西都是來到神面前俯伏在地上的。We
see again and again throughout the Pentateuch that whenever there was some event that was happening, that Moses came on his bended knees to inquire of God.
甚至乎當可拉黨要叛變的時候,他一言不發,他就先伏在地上。
Even when it came to Horiah, when it came to Korath, who stood away from God, that even then, before anything happened, Moses came before God and inquired of God. And he prostrated himself before God.
但是呢,你睇下我翻翻嚟呢個民數記12章,佢個哥哥同姐姐所要嘅咩嘢?
When we come back to Numbers chapter 12 and we look to see what is it that his brother and his sister had wanted anyways.
佢裡邊有嘅係嫉妒。
They certainly had jealousy in their hearts.
佢所要嘅呢,得到名聲,係嘛?
What they wanted was fame or renown.
其實呢,就是那個己生命呢,在裡面來發動。
It was the soul life coming forth from them.
我要得著名聲,我要得著成功。
I want to be successful. I want to be known.
我要得著重視。
I want to be take first place.
我要我的工作有果效被人稱讚。
I want my work to be successful, and I want everyone to recognize me for my successful work.
所以就是上一次常見弟兄在我們中間交通的神叫我們很多事我們隱藏但我們並不隱藏自己但我們仍然很有技術我不隱藏得來我很隱藏一點但有給一些提示讓你知道。But
just like our brother had shared previously from the pulpit, you know, we're too smart for our own good. Yes, we understand that God wants us to be hidden in terms of our soul life. And so we try, and we do to a certain extent. But as much as we try, we still let out just a little bit, maybe hints here, hints there, just to let you know how much we know.
我们要得荣耀，我们得人的称赞。
We love to be bathed in praises of others. We love to be bathed in the accolades.
我们要出头。
We want to be first.
哦，即系当我哋咁样做嘅时候咧，好似诗歌咁讲，我当我唔咁做，我觉得我要主同走窄路，主在世，咩都得唔到，我要咁卑微嘅时候咧，我系想咁做，但里边又有一个喺肉体里边又有一个嘅发动吓、啊。当如果我真系话啊，我要用一用自己嘅手嘅时候咧，我个人咧立出紧感觉舒服啊。
Just like the hymn that we had sang, we want to be able to walk this narrow path with God. We want with the Lord, and we want to be able to go forward as a faithful servant. But when something happens, you know, if we would just let out just a little bit, then we know that we would be so much more comfortable. If our soul life was able to be expressed somewhat, we would find ourselves in comfort.
讲咗咁耐啦，讲咗今日我要讲嘅第一个仆人啊，一个忠心嘅仆人。
So all of this time we have spoken of one of the faithful servants of God.
一个谦和嘅仆人。
One who was humble.
啊，佢几受对付嘅仆人。
One who has his own self life dealt with by God.
喺唔多时候咧，要讲第二个仆人。
But we need to go on and talk about a second. Servant.
啊，呢个仆神称为嘅仆人就系呢个约伯。
A second servant, whose name is Job.
啊，呢个约伯咧，其实系我哋嘅反映嚟嘅。
Job actually is our reflection, is a reflection of us.
我多多少少咧有一个影子喺约伯嘅里边。
More to a greater or a smaller degree, there's a portion of us that is represented by Job.
圣经里边形容呢个约伯咧，话我嘅仆人约伯咧系一个完全嘅人嚟嘅。
The Bible tells us that Job was a perfect man.
咁但系咧，我哋再读落去咧，就发觉咧，佢其实唔系咁完全嘅。
But if we read through his the book of Job, we realize that he was not so perfect after all.
并且咧喺我哋嘅喺约伯里边咧，我哋都揾。
And we can find shadows of our own self in the person of Job.
我哋睇下约伯记嘅第29章。Turn
to Job chapter 29 with me.
Very long. 我哋从第五节嚟读，或者好唔好请点读咧？或者我读中文啦，大家睇英文好嘛？
So let's read through this. I'm going to read it in Chinese, but brothers and sisters who read English, just follow along.
一阵间我哋公道啲，一阵间我哋读英文就唔读中文啊。Later
on, we'll flip, we'll reverse that.
29章第5节，我哋读到尾。So
we're going to begin with chapter 29, verse 5, and we're going to read it all the way to the end of the chapter.
第五节读到尾啊。Verse
5, beginning verse 5.
29章第5节，全能者仍与我同在，我儿女都环绕我，乃多可使我嘅脚磐石为我出游成河。我出到城门，在街上设立座位，少年人见我而回避，老年人也起身站立，王子都停止说话，用手捂口，首领静默无声，舌头贴住上膛，耳朵听我嘅就称我为有福，眼睛看我嘅便称赞我。 因我拯救哀求的困苦人和无人帮助的孤儿，将要灭亡的为我祝福。我也使寡妇心中欢乐。我以公义为衣服，以公平为外袍和冠冕。我为瞎子的眼，瘸子的脚。我为贫穷人的父，素不认识的人，我查明他的案件。我打破不义人的牙床，从他牙齿中夺了所抢的。 我便说，我必死在家中，必增添我的日子，多如尘沙。我的根长到水边，露水中夜，尖在我的枝上。 我荣耀在我身上真身，我的功在手上日强。人听见我而仰望，静默等候我的指教。我说话之后，他们就不再说。我言语像雨露滴在他们身上，他们仰望我如仰望雨，又张开口如同切慕春雨。他们不敢自信，我就向他们含笑。他们不使我脸上的光改变。我为他们选择道路，又坐首位。我如君王在军队中居住，又如我吊丧的安慰伤心的人。呢度咧，我哋睇见啦，你数到有几多个我啊？
数唔掂啊 ！If you read this chapter, how many eyes actually? How many times did the word I appear?
啊，睇唔见。
There's numerous.
啊，并且咧，啊，我系知道啦，约伯咧咁讲咧，佢系一个啊坐喺高位嘅人啊。
When as Job, he actually was a very highly highly exalted individual in his community.
他在街上边咧设立座位作审判。
And he was actually a judge to the people. He established his judgment with the people.
并且咧，佢有自由意思即系话佢能够将神嘅话语带俾人，叫人得到安慰，系得到享用嘅。
That he was gifted with the word of God. He was able to bring forth the word to bring comfort. To those who heard.
神俾佢恩典咧，佢系能够将神嘅恩典带俾人。
He was someone who had the grace from God to be able to deliver the grace of God to others.
神亦都俾佢有喺佢身上边作工到一个地步，叫因着呢个人约伯能够叫人有得祝福嘅。
And so he was able to be used by God such a way he was blessed to become a blessing for others.
当他来数算神在他身上的工作的时候，数算恩典的时候，是没错的。
When he recounted all of God's blessing, all of the goodness that has been given to him, he was not wrong.
但慢慢这个数算的重心呢，就数他自己了。
But pretty soon, as he counted the blessings, as he counted again and again, pretty soon his focus turned towards what he was able to do.
人哋听我讲咗佢都唔敢出声啦。
Everything that I stated, no one's going to oppose to it.
我讲完呢个就最后噶啦。
My word is the last word.
我喺嗰度帮助人。
I'm there to help others.
我呢、这个好似二人一棵树，像一溪水旁嗰根啊，去到好远嘅。
Just like the tree of a righteous man firmly planted by streams of water, my roots go forward and feeds others.
慢慢呢个人嘅身上边有咗荣耀，我荣耀喺我身上边增加。
And pretty soon the focus started to focus on the glory that was there. And pretty soon it was the fact that I shone forth glory.
第二十节啊，我荣耀喺我身上边增生。
Verse 20, my glory is ever new with me.
人嚟到佢，人再唔系嚟到神嘅面前， so, 人嚟到佢面前听佢嘅话。
When others came to ask for God.They were no longer coming for God, they were coming for me.
这个21节里面跟我们讲的。
And this is what we just told in verse 21.
24节说，我脸上边有光。
And verse 24 tells them that it was the light of my face, that my smile gave light upon them.
David 是讲他说我脸上边是有光的。
That there was light in my face.、
摩西呢是不知道摩西的脸上边有光的，但他不知道自己的脸上边有光。
Moses experienced having light shine forth from his face after encountering God, but he didn't know that there was light that came coming forth from his face.、
但你再看下去你就说、我为他们选择道路。
But here you see that Job, he started to think that he can choose the way for them.
哇，这个去到一个好危险的境地啊。
He actually has come to a very dangerous point in his life.
我们怎样可以一个人去到一个这么危险的境地的时候，所以我们现在才明白为什么约伯要受这么多的苦害。
When we see it from this particular perspective, now we understand why Job had to suffer all the great losses that he had to suffer. It's because he was at a dangerous point and God wanted to save Job. If Job was permitted to continue this path that he has started upon without inhibiting him, he would be at a point where the angel of light was before the angel of light fell.
所以神要動他的指頭,叫約伯受這麼多的試煉。
And that's why God needed to move his sovereignty over Job to allow him to face all the tribulation that he had to face.
叫他己要受對付。
In all in an attempt to deal with Job's self, soul life.
約伯的問題呢? 不是犯罪,
now, Job's issue has nothing to do with sin, and so therefore, God still called him perfect.
他的幾的問題, the
problem with Job was his soul life. His soul life had enlarged to too big of a degree. His pride now came forth.
他以為他能夠做很多事情。
He thought that he can do many things.
啊, 所以神的手要在那裡來動工。
And so God's hand needed to be active.
當我舊時讀約伯記的時候呢, 我有很多都是不明白。
In the past, when I've read Job, there are so many places where I just did not understand.
啊, 尤其是到後來神講話的時候, 講天文地理各方面是很多啟示在那裡，甚至乎今天我們看下去，有時候，哇，幾千年以前，居然有神有這樣的啟示，當時人類都未識的。
Especially when we come to the latter several chapters where God is actually speaking about nature and speaking about things of this earth, we see that there's a lot of prophecy that's given to us. Even now, when we reflect back so many years ago, we say that we see God revealing so much of what literally had happened from then to now.
當你要讀約伯記這些的時候，有些人從科學的角度去讀的時候， 都是很對的,聖經是走在科學的前後。
Even when someone looks at it from a scientific bent, they realize that as they read Job, that science has been proven by the words of Job. So we see that the word of God actually precedes science and its development.
但是呢,我不明白。
But there are certain things I don't understand.
譬如去到第40章,
let's say chapter 40.
那裡講到河馬,第15節,講到河馬。
So it talks about the behemoth in verse 15.
第41章,講到鱷魚。
And then in chapter 41, it talks about Leviathan.
第一節,鱷魚。
It talks about the Leviathan.
我就奇怪,為什麼這麼多動物不講要講鱷魚,他又不講獅子又可以講,獅子講得很少,為什麼又不講老鷹呢?為什麼又不講大笨象呢?這麼多動物,為什麼神只要講鱷魚和河馬呢?
So the behemoth, some translated to be a hippopotamus, the Leviathan, some translated to be the crocodile. So I'm thinking, well, why did God use these two particular animals? Why didn't he talk about a lion or about an elephant or some other creatures that of his creation? Why did he limit himself to these two?
我們讀一讀聖經好嗎?
Let's read some of the passages.
我們由第40章的第10節。
We'll begin with chapter 40, verse 10.
讀到24節。
And we'll actually read through verse 24.
請讀英文的,讀我們中文的。
We're going to read it in English this time, and then the Chinese brothers and sisters can just, those who read Chinese can just follow along. Beginning with verse 10. Adorn yourself with eminence and dignity, and clothe yourself with honor and majesty. Pour out the overflowings of your anger, and look on everyone who is proud, and make him low. Look on everyone who is proud, and humble him, and tread down the wicked where they stand. Hide them in the dust together, bind them in the hidden place. Then I will also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Behold now, behemoth, which I made as well as you. He eats grass like an ox. Behold now, his strength in his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He bends his tail like a cedar. The sinew of his thighs are knit together. His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Let his maker bring near his sword. Surely the mountains bring him food, and all the beasts of the field play there. Under the lotus plant he lies down. In the covert of the reeds and the marsh, the lotus plants cover him with shade. The willows of the brooks surround him. If a river rages, he is not alarmed. He is confident, though the Jordan rushes to his mouth. Can anyone capture him when he is on the watch? With barbs, can anyone pierce his nose?
这里呢,由第十节开始读呢,你见到呢,骄傲这个字,见到降卑这个字。
We see here from verse 20, beginning of verse 10, which we just read, we see here the matter of the word of pride and also honor.
第十四节就讲到,如果你有做到这一切呢,你的右手能够救自己了。
And then verse 14 tells you that you need, if you have done these things, that you have to realize that your own right hand can save you. Well, whatever the behemoth happens to be, it talks about a big creature of strength.
我问姊妹,姊妹你觉得你是什么?
So let me ask the sisters, which creature do you think you resemble?
圣经告诉我,你像河马?
Because the Bible says that you're like a behemoth, you're like a hippopotamus. Would you say, no, I'm very petite and with a small voice, but it says that you're like a hippopotamus. So not only sisters, but the brothers too. You're a behemoth. We rely on our own strength to get things done. There's so much pride that swells up from each of us. Job was exactly like that.
So, 神就用这个河马来告诉约伯听。So
that's why God used this descriptive creature of the behemoth to show to Job what he was like. This was the strength of his soul life. And not only that, but he was just filled with his own pride.
这个骄傲到个地步,约旦河水来到他都不怕的。
His pride swells so much that even if the rivers of Jordan rushed up upon him, he was not afraid.
今次呢,我们读41章。
So now let's read chapter 41.
希望你读的时候,要看看这个鳄鱼是你来的,你不是一只羊来的,本来。
So brothers, think about this. Now you're this crocodile that's in question. You're not the sheep that we had talked about earlier.
我们公平点,我们1到17节就用中文读,然后17到后面就用英文读。So
we read from verses 1 to 16 in Chinese?
1到17啊。1
to 17 in Chinese and verses 18 through 34 we'll read in English.
你能用鱼钩钓上鳄鱼吗? 能用绳子压下它的舌头吗? 你能用绳索穿它的鼻子吗? 能用钩穿它的腮骨吗? 你岂可向它起向你? 年年恳求说,又和你话吗?岂肯与你立约,使你拿他永远作奴仆吗?你可拿他当着了还傻吗?岂可为你幼女将他存住吗?搭果的渔夫岂可拿他当货物吗?能把他分给商人吗?你能用道勾枪,扎满他的皮,能用鱼叉叉满他的头吗?你昂首在他身上,想与他争战,就不再这样行吧? 人指望捉拿他是徒然的,一见他岂不丧胆?没有那么凶猛的人,敢惹他,这样谁能在我面前站立得住呢?谁先给我什么使我偿还呢?天下万物都是我的,论到鳄鱼的肢体和其大力并美好的骨骼,我不能真密不言,谁能剥他的外衣,谁能进他上下牙骨之间呢? 谁能开他的腮合，他牙齿四围是可畏的，他以坚固的轮甲为可跨，紧紧合闭，封得严密，这轮甲一一相连，甚至气不能透入，其间都互相联络，交结不能分离。
Verse 18, his sneezes flash forth light, and his eyes are like eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning torches, sparks of fire leaps forth. Out of his nostrils smoke goes forth, as from a boiling pot and burning rushes. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes forth from his mouth. In his neck lodges strength, and dismay leaps before him. The folds of his flesh are joined together, firm on him and immovable. His heart is as hard as a stone, even as hard as the lower millstone. When he raises himself up, the mighty fear. Because of the crashing, they will be bewildered. The sword that reaches him cannot avail, nor the spear, the dart, or the javelin. He regards iron as straw, bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned into stubble for him. Clubs are regarded as stubble. He laughs at the rattling of the javelin. His underparts are like sharp potsherds. He spreads out like threshing sledge on the mire. He makes the depths boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a jar of ointment. Behind him, he makes a wake to shine. One would think the deep to be gray-haired. Nothing on earth is like him, one made without fear. He looks on everything that is high. He is king over all the sons of pride.
留心最后一句。
Take note of the last verse.
他在骄傲的水族上作王。
That he looks on everything that is high, he is king over all the sons of pride.
是的。这个他是骄傲上边的骄傲。
That means he is pride upon pride.
这个就是约伯。
This is Job.
是自己的能力，自己的好处。
His own strength, his own benefit.
甚至乎自己的属灵。
And then his own might.
自己的属灵，自己的 spiritual 的东西。
His own spiritual things
成为了他的骄傲
have now become his pride
无论何物好无论恶如好这个都是我们弟兄和姊妹的写照、so、我有几生命的写照
no matter is the, talking about the behemoth or the leviathan that is a, stating out to us who we are
鳄鱼佢同我哋形容咧，就话佢轮甲第十六节轮甲一相连，甚至气都透入唔到嘅。
It says, when it talks about the crocodile there, it tells us that his strong scales are his pride. They're shut with a tight seal, so close to one another that no air can come between them.
第二十三节，佢嘅肉块互相联络，紧贴其身，唔能够摇动。
The folds, verse 23, the folds of his flesh are joined together, firm on him and immovable. Verse 24, his heart is hard as a stone.
冇咩嘢能够刺入呢个鳄鱼。
There's not much that can penetrate the crocodile.
我哋呢个人都系咁样样。
We too are just like that.
我哋呢个己系好顽强嘅。
This self of ours is too strong, stubborn.
好顽强，好顽强。
It's too stubborn, much too stubborn.
甚至乎喺我哋信主之后，我哋呢个老嘅亚当，呢个魂身喺里边都系咁顽强嘅。
Even after we have accepted the Lord as Savior, our old Adam that's in us is still as strong as ever.
并且咧，我哋信得主越耐咧，我哋如果唔跟从。唔係全心跟循主嘅时候呢我哋还会作一啲我哋好狡猾先我有经验啦嘛我有知识啦嘛。
And then, even more so, after we have accepted the Lord, unless we are following and pursuing after the Lord with a whole heart, we oftentimes would come to a point where we've gained experience. And so, we have something to base ourselves on.
神喺呢啲日子一直同我哋讲，一直同我讲，唔系知识，唔系知识。
But even though God continues to tell us and speak to us on a constant basis, oh, it's not about knowledge. It's not about knowledge.
你要有一步嘅知识，我哋踏出一步嘅生命。
That if you put forth an ounce of knowledge, then I will put forth the life that's consistent with it.
恐怕我们的知识走在我们的前头。
That would be the case. But the problem is our knowledge has far surpassed the life of the Lord.
这个就是为什么弟兄告诉我们，我们要回到初信造就的学习里面。
And that's why the brethren continue to encourage for us to get back to the basic things that we know about the Lord.
我们走了很远，但最基本的我们未学习完。
Because we've traveled so far in terms of how much knowledge we've accumulated, but we have yet to solidify those basic principles that gave us that start to begin with.
我们可以讲到神永远的旨意。
We can talk and speak on the eternal will of God.
但神要的就是我们这个人。
But what God wants instead is for us to live out His life from our life.
所以我们看见时间没了，看见约伯和看见摩西。So
we see here two servants, Job and Moses.
神那个对付都是不能够免的。
God must deal harshly with each one.
摩西为什么成为最谦和？他乃先受对付。
Why did Moses become so humble that he was more humble than anyone who walked on the earth? Because first his soul life was dealt with, and then the life flowed from him.
约伯呢，他是先受，先得外边的祝福，他的对付是后边来的。
But Job is the exact opposite. He received all the blessings first, and then he had his dealings with God later.
所以我们划组划马，我唔知道你要边样，我哋都系要被神对付嘅。So
I don't know which one you would prefer to have. You want it in the beginning or you want it at the end? Because no matter what, we're going to be dealt with regardless.
这个魂要受对付，这个己要被破碎。
The soul must be dealt with. The self must be broken.
时间限制，只能够交通到呢度。
Because of time constraint, we can only come to this point.
因为嚟紧我哋有冬令会。What's
coming ahead is the winter conference.
唔单止我哋有特会嘅时候，我哋被提醒，我哋点样样嚟到服侍，并且其实我哋就算冇冬令会，我哋都应当学习喺主面前如此嚟活，如此作，如此嘅仆人嚟服侍神。So
it should not be that we will wait until there's a conference that we learn how to serve God and serve one another. But that we would constantly be reminded of what we are to do, that we are to serve God on a day-to-day basis. May the Lord deal kindly with us.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你喜悦谦卑的人。
That you exalt those who are humble.
主啊，你要拒绝骄傲的。
That you reject those who are prideful.
我们从来以为圣经里面讲一句。 主啊，但系我哋知道，即系喺主嘅心嘅里边，主啊呢个骄傲嘅眼，主要系主所恨恶嘅。
Even though we think that this is just a word from the scripture, but we realize that in the Lord's eyes that He hates that pride.
主啊，救我哋脱离我哋嘅肉体。May
we be rescued from the flesh.
主啊，你哋要祝福，主啊呢啲嘅话语。Lord,
may you bless your words.
唔叫，主啊我哋嘅知识好似你要增多。
So that we can increase in our knowledge of you.
叫我们真是认识这些话的时候，真是好像认识我们自己一样。
But when we come to more knowledge of the knowledge that you have given to us, that we know ourselves even more.
主啊，叫我们愿意被主来对付。
And then for us to be willing to allow you to deal with us.
主啊，我们知道我们没办法钉我们自己十字架。
There's no way that we can crucify ourselves.
主啊，但是我们愿意到主的面前。
But we're willing, Lord, to come before your presence.
主啊，俾我哋思想我哋主耶稣基督。
And let us contemplate, consider the Lord Jesus.
我哋嘅主系何等嘅柔和谦卑。
To know how gentle and humble our Lord really is.
我哋主喺地上边并冇得着荣耀。
That he did not garner any glory while he was here on earth.
我喺地上边所得着嘅只不过一死。
All he encountered was that singular death.
主并冇得着人嘅称赞。
He was not highly exalted.
主亦都没有走宽阔嘅道路。
Nor did he walk the wide path.
主又叫我哋喺地上边与我哋主同走一条咁嘅道路。
Let us be willing to walk the same path as our Lord had walked while he was on earth.
哦，主啊，我哋只不过一个冇用嘅仆人。
We are merely worthless servants, Lord.
我哋服侍我哋主原系应当嘅。
It is only appropriate that we serve our master.
主，你自己祝福你自己嘅教会。
Lord, may you bless your church.
叫我哋作啊聪明嘅仆人。
That we might be wise servants.
哦，主啊，叫我哋喺神家里边嚟按时嚟分量。
That we are able to be given responsibilities in the household of God.
按时按时神要分量。
To be able to meet out what is appropriate in this season.
哦，主啊，怜悯你自己嘅教会。
Have mercy upon your church.
我祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.